Hey guys, this is Joseph. Thank you so much for taking the time to tune in. I really hope you enjoy my new project. I'm really excited to share it with you. So let's get started.
Welcome to A Cup of Joe, a weekly podcast discussing life and business. Grab a coffee and get comfortable. Here's your host, Joseph Rubelli.
In the first episode of my new podcast, I will tell you a little bit more about myself and how I ended up here. I will set you a challenge and I tell you how 5 seconds changed my life. Let's dive in. Hey guys, my name is Joseph and welcome to my new podcast. I don't know about you, but I love a very nice cup of coffee in the morning. And you know, even when I have a little bit of time to just relax and have a nice chat over a coffee or a tea, now that I live in England, more a tea maybe. But yeah, so let's start to say who I am and what got me where I am today. So I am 26 years old. I was born in Italy, precisely in Venice, one of the most romantic cities in the world. That's how they call it. And I couldn't agree more. And, you know, before I finished my studies in business, I decided to take a little break, take a year break, and move to the US and improve my English skills. You know, I've been studying English since I was 7, and I always liked the language. I speak English and French, so I wanted to really get into the English more. So I decided to move to the US for a little bit. I moved to New York. I had a great experience. I studied and I worked at the same time. But as all the amazing things, it came to an end. In this particular case, my visa expired and I couldn't renew it. So I decided to move back to Italy and started a new career. But before I went into my actual career for the last few years, which was in the corporate world, so more like sales management and business development, I work for a local radio station. I always, you know, let's say that I have a gift, talking. So definitely, it's always been one of my thing. I remember when my grandma was, when I was a child, my grandma was really worried because it was like, I was 3 and she was just like, oh my God, this kid doesn't talk. It's just terrible. It just doesn't speak. What's wrong with him? When I started, she regretted it so much because I never stopped. But anyway, so I remember a few years ago, I remember coming back from New York and meeting a friend of mine for a coffee. And he said to me, you know, I'm working on a new project. I'm working on this new concept of radio online, which we're talking about 10 years ago now. It was a very new thing. It was just like completely revolutionary. And there was not, especially in Italy, there was no such a thing as online radio. So he said to me, why don't you join me? I think it would be great if you could, you know, record with me. We could host something together. It would be brilliant. And I said to him, well, there is a little problem. I don't have any experience in radio. And he said to me, well, honey, don't worry. There's no need for it because you really have a gift. You talk a lot. So I never understood if it was a compliment or if it was an insult, but it's up to you to judge. Anyway, so that's how I started. I worked in radio for a little bit and it was supposed to be kind of a hobby kind of thing, doing it on a spare time, but it became a proper job and I worked on a local radio for quite a long time. And then, you know, life gets on the way and a few things change. In my case, quite a few. I changed country. I moved to England 6 years ago. I changed relationship, but we're going to dive in into this a little bit later. I don't want to spoil everything just yet. And yeah, but I always had this passion of, you know, radio and in general communication. And in the era of social media, I always thought there was something missing that I wanted to do. And although I'd done a completely different career path, I always wanted to kind of do something related to radio or something. So a few months ago, I was listening to a friend of mine podcast and I just remember saying to her, oh my God, you're amazing. It's something really good. I really like the idea and etc. And she said to me, well, you should record one yourself. And I said, what? What, me? I said, yeah. I mean, let's face it, you can talk. So I think you would be great and you have really interesting subject that you always talk about. So I think you just should do it. You know, and when you don't do something for a very long time, I kind of lost confidence in it. So I wasn't really sure I was able to do it. But then I also one of those people that like to take risks. So I was just like, you know what, let's do it. Let's see how it goes and let's get on with it. So I started and here we are today. I want you guys to think about this podcast like a very nice chat over a cup of coffee with your friend. I will take you through my journey as an entrepreneur and what are my challenges and how I overcome them. But this doesn't want to be one of those, you know, lesson of life or how I'm going to change your life in like five roles or whatever. But because I personally don't like to be told what to do myself, so I wouldn't wish to do the same to somebody else. So yeah, this is just want to be like a very nice friendly chat. And along the way, I'm going to have other entrepreneurs like me that really, you know, made their difference and changed their lives. So they're going to be sharing their journey as well. So I really hope you enjoy this along the way. In today's episode, we're going to talk about something very, very important that we need from the very first moment when we open our eyes in the morning. I know what you're thinking. It's not your iPhone or it's not your Android. It doesn't really quite fit on your pocket. It's bigger than that. Don't be rude. It's not that. I'm talking about motivation. I don't know about you, but one of the days I dislike the most ever since I was going to school is Monday. It's supposed to be a positive action kind of day. It's the day when you start the new job. It's the day that you start the new diet, the new training session at the gym, a new relationship. Not kidding, I heard this before. Sunday is the day you rest, you spend time with your friends, you hungover sometimes. But Monday is the day that you often associate to the next change. It's kind of ironic because if I think about my life, the most horrible things always happen to me on a Monday. It was Monday when my dad left us when I was three. It was a Monday when my grandma passed away. It was a Monday when I found out that my mom got cancer and she needed therapy and treatment. It was a Monday when my ex-partner got arrested for committing a fraud. That was an exciting and scary Monday. And it was a Monday when I actually lost my job as well. So many things happened to me in the last few years. So many things that makes me feel like I wanted to erase this day from the calendar. There was no reason for me for waking up in the morning. I mean, why would you? It's horrible out there. It's cold. It's sad. You know, there is loads of hate and anger. What makes you feel like you want to just go out with the day? A little something called motivation. Well done, Joe. Thank you so much for glorifying that. But how the hell do we find that? How do we get the strength to, you know, get out our comfort zone and, you know, in a place where we feel safe? By changing our mindset. Let me tell you, easier saying it than doing it. How do we do that? Where do we start? I mean, life is really hard. Everything is so uncertain these days and it's really hard to make a decision. I mean, just look at Brexit. Let's not dive into this though, guys. Let me tell you what I really found helped me a lot. A few years ago, the first thing that really helped me was starting changing little things called habits. Habits are action that we do every day. We are so used to it that we don't even think about it. You will wake up in the morning, get ready to go to work. You will, you know, have your breakfast, have your coffee, close the door, and halfway on your car, you will say to yourself, did I close the door? Did I actually lock it? I can't remember if I locked the door. I remember reading an article a few days ago about how our brain is divided in two parts. One called autopilot, which is the part that we use for 70% of the day. Autopilot is when we do action that do not require any concentration. And this particular process is called habit loop. And the other part of the brain, which is called drive. The drive is the part of the brain that we use when we need to actually make an effort and concentrate to learn and develop a new behavior. The moment we have the power to switch from one side of the brain to the other is when we open our eyes in the morning. And the time frame is 5 seconds. Exactly, guys. We have 5 seconds in the morning to make a decision of either snoozing the alarm and come back to sleep, or just get up and start with a week. Well, I know what you're thinking. You're going to be saying to me, well, Joe, but if I feel crap, I feel crap. And that is true. I mean, if you feel sick, you're sick. You can't really change the way you feel, but you can always change what you're thinking. So my point is, if we start to change the way we feel on a Sunday, we can go through that Monday way so much better. So by changing our mindset, and this is really, really important because, you know, just by taking action, we are able to make that change. Let me tell you, it is a process. It's not easy. It sounds really easy, but it isn't. But this is a very, very cool trick, which I think is really helpful. And what I'm going to explain to you now. So this is exactly what I did. I woke up one Monday, it was actually a Monday, and, you know, I felt really crap. It was really early in the morning. It was like 4 o'clock in the morning, and I didn't feel like sleeping. I didn't feel like waking up. I was just literally, I'm sure so many of you had this situation when you feel like your life is horrible and you're just like staring at the ceiling. And I just, something in my head clicked and I said, okay, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And I got up, got the day going, went for a run, and afterwards I felt amazing. I started going to the gym and I used, you know, this as a motivation. That commitment was what was helping me to waking up in the morning and to get the day going. I made that day connected to so many unpleasant memories, a day of change and new beginnings. I know what you're asking. It's why 5 seconds? Well, the reason is, it is actually a very silly thing, but it's true. It's the fact that counting, the countdown of those 5 seconds is what engages our brain. So we need to, again, concentrate to do that. So we're using the drive part of our brain and not the autopilot, which is the reason why it's amazing, because you actually teaching your body and teaching your brain to do a new behavior. I think the lesson that I learned, and this is what I want to share with you today, is that, you know, unfortunately, there is not really a deliverable for feelings. We can't really wait for somebody to come to our door and make things better until we take action ourselves and we really want to make that change. So my challenge for you this week is to start to make a step towards something different using the 5 seconds rule. You know, go to, it can be anything really. For me, I think it's important to educate your brain to do something that you normally wouldn't do in line to learn a new behavior. So whether if it's the gym, you don't work out normally, that would be a really good thing. Or I give myself a challenge this week. I need to cook something, which I never cook. So, and it's really bad for being an Italian. And, you know, it's really funny because my husband always say to me, you are the only Italian that never cooks. And he was really excited when he said to me, you know, you're Italian, you're going to make me such a great pasta. And I was like, no, honey, it's not happening. I literally can't cook. So my challenge this week for myself is this one. And I really hope you have one too. So you guys, if you have something that you always wanted to do, but for some reason you never got to it, just get started and let me know how you find it. If you enjoyed this podcast as much as I did, you're more than welcome to subscribe for the next episode and also leave me a review. I want to really know what's your takeaway on motivation, because, you know, everyone finds different way to motivate themselves. So I'm really curious to know what's your take on that. So just leave me a review. You're more than welcome to follow me on Instagram. You can use the hashtag #acupofjoe if you are listening to the episode. So I'm going to repost you on my Instagram story. You can also check my website, www.josephrobelli.com, if you want to stay up to date with my blog as well. I know it sounds cheesy, but let me tell you, Mondays are now my favorite days because I'm chatting with you. So if you love this episode, don't forget to join me next week for a new one. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you next week.
You've been listening to A Cup of Joe with Joseph Rubelli. Don't forget to subscribe. And for more information, check the website at www.josephrubelli.com. You can also follow on Instagram at Joseph Rubelli. Thanks for listening.